Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 118. And it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Do you even know who you are? So figuring out ourselves is a lifelong journey. Well, we change a lot. But the fundamentals kind of stay the same, and the quicker you are to figure yourself out, the better. This is what I love about martial arts. It's kind of that type of a journey of internal self-reflection and trying to figure out who you are, especially from a competitive point of view, from a fighting point of view. Before you can figure out your opponent, you really need to know yourself. You need to know what type of a fighter you are. It's too late to be trying to make those decisions in the ring or the cage or in the battlefield or in the business boardroom, to be trying to figure out who you are. That's too late. So you need to know, especially as a fighter, you need to know, are you an aggressive fighter? Are you a defensive fighter? Are you a counter fighter? Are you gonna just charge in and use just strength and heart? Are you going to use more strategy? You need to figure out which one you are. Are you better with your hands? Are you better with your legs? Are you anaerobically fit? Are you aerobically fit? Which is your energy source? Etc. etc. You get what I mean. So the quicker you are to figure out all that, then the quicker it is to make the right decisions in the right moments. And to try to figure out as well your opponent. Now, it's not all about your opponent, but it's just your own path in life is easier when you know who you are. If you go to a financial advisor, excuse me, a little cold, not the coronavirus now, it's just a little cold. If you go to a financial advisor, the first thing they're going to do is do a risk assessment, personality profile, and figure out where you are. Are you adverse to risk? Are you very conservative when it comes to risk? Are you absolutely crazy and mad for risk? Are you somewhere in the middle? That's a part of how they're going to steer you towards your investment. So it's very, very important as well. But you don't need a financial advisor to do that. You can kind of figure that out yourself. And now I'm not saying fall into the mistake of framing a negative personality trait and making that definitive. So I'm not saying, you know, when I'm saying do you know who you are and figure out who you are, I'm not saying, oh, you know, tell yourself something negative. I am no good at DIY. So something definitive. I am no good at DIY. She could be. It's just a skill. That's not who you are. That's not what we're talking about. But definitely, even as I said about the financial advisor, knowing, like, do you like risk? Not one answer isn't better than another, by the way. There's no winning to this now. But do you like risk, or are you more conservative? Do you like slow, steady, more? Does that help you sleep at night? Or do you like the anticipation of wondering whether something has gone up in value or down in value? I have many friends who are not of an entrepreneurial nature. I have many friends who are entrepreneurs, but I have many friends who aren't of an entrepreneurial mindset. And I don't give them advice that I know would steer them down that path, because I know it would lead to unhappiness. I know they wouldn't like the stress. I know they wouldn't like the anxiety. I know it wouldn't suit them. Now, there's many ways to get to success. There's many different paths. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. You can be a high earning. You can have a high earning occupation, and, you know, be frugal enough, and you'll absolutely get there. Make the right investments. You'll absolutely get there. Or you can be a little bit riskier and be an entrepreneur. One isn't necessarily better than the other, but you need to figure out who you are. You need to figure out, what is it that motivates you? Why do you do what you do? And be fairly factual about it, but be honest. And through the process, make sure you don't give yourself any self-limiting beliefs, because that's not what this is about. It's just knowing how you're going to you know, to respond in certain situations. So again, back to fighting from a self-defense point of view, if you have answered the questions in your mind and trained the questions in your mind before they ever happen, it puts you way far ahead. So what do I mean by that? Well, basically, if you already know the technique and the defense against a headlock and someone grabs you and you've drilled it and you know in your mind as well as your body, because it's one thing to just practice stuff physically and not to have it ingrained automatic in your mind. When someone grabs you in a headlock, you should be able to respond. You know, you already know what your response is. And it's the same with your personality. If you know what your person, there's many online tests you can do them. Although I'm just saying that the personality tests online are more of an entertainment thing. Figure out the fundamentals, what it is that you stand for, what it is that motivates you, what it is that you believe. You know, it could be politics, it can be religion, it can be aliens, it can be anything. But the more you understand yourself, the easier it's going to be for you to navigate through your life. The easier it is for you to make the right decisions at the right time based on how well you know yourself. That will bring you closer and hopefully a little bit faster towards the success that you're striving for. So do you even know who you are? As I said, we all change throughout the years and the decades. So it's a constant evaluation, constant process. Yeah, I mean, hopefully we're all still evolving. Hopefully we're not the same people we were 10 years ago. But I guarantee you from your childhood, I don't care what age you are now, but from your childhood, I guarantee you there are fundamentals there in your personality and the way you think and the way you're made that are definitive. So it helps if you really understand yourself. That's the key to success and the key to happier decisions and a happier life and hopefully less of a struggle, because it's when you go against your own natural instincts and your own natural fundamentals, your own natural mindset, that things can be a hell of a lot harder. So have a think about that one. Do you even know who you are, and how could you figure out even more? How could you go on a journey of self-awareness? You don't have to go off for a year to hike in Tibet to find yourself. There's many different ways. Sports, obviously, I'm going to be a big advocate of doing sports, because I think it really grounds you. And I think there's a naturalness to being exhausted, because all the barriers come down, and that's when you really figure out how you work well under pressure, how you work well with others, etc., etc. Anyway, I'll leave you with that one, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.